From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Senate decides today whether to confirm President Obama's nominee to the Supreme Court. Sonia Sotomayor is poised to become the first Latina justice. She has broad Democratic support. 9 Republicans have said they would vote yes. More details from NPR's Ari Shapiro.
Democrats timed this vote to give President Obama a high-profile win just as senators leave for the August recess. Still, it won't be the bipartisan win that Democrats had hoped for. Most Republicans plan to oppose the nominee. Conservative lawmakers have praised Sotomayor's life story and professional credentials, but they say they don't believe she'll be impartial on the bench. Democrats counter that Sotomayor's 17-year record as a judge shows her to be a moderate, mainstream nominee. Some lawmakers still have not yet said how they'll vote. Hispanic groups are pressuring people to vote yes. In contrast, the National Rifle Association says it will count a yes vote against a senator in the NRA's candidate ratings. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
A proposal to extend the government's Cash for Clunkers program by $2 billion comes up for a vote in the Senate this afternoon. It has already been approved by the House. After some recent upbeat economic reports, the White House is bracing the public for some tough news about jobs. Tomorrow, the government comes out with a report on how the labor market fared last month. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs warns it won't be good.
I expect we'll see several hundred thousand jobs lost. I expect that we'll see an uptick in that unemployment rate come tomorrow.
Gibbs says the president doesn't know what the latest unemployment rate will be, but President Obama has said that he expects unemployment will eventually top 10%. Scientists say this year's hurricane season is looking to be a mild one, but they add that there still could be major storms. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
Predicting hurricanes months in advance is a tricky bit of statistics in which nothing is certain. That said, scientists at the government's Climate Prediction Center say there's a 50% chance this season will be pretty normal. But there's a 40% chance it will see fewer hurricanes than usual, and only a 10% chance of a bad season. The peak hurricane season began this month and runs through October. Those numbers suggest a milder season than first predicted in the spring. Nonetheless, weather forecasters say there could easily be from 3 to 6 hurricanes and perhaps 1 or 2 major ones. One reason for the mild prediction is the El Niño weather phenomenon this year, which alters wind patterns and can reduce hurricane activity in the Atlantic. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Federal regulators are ordering changes to about 400 of the popular Boeing 767s in the U.S. to prevent a mid-flight explosion. They're concerned that if fuel gets too low while the pump is still operating, fuel and air vapors could ignite. The Dow's down 55. This is NPR. Today marks the start of the Nigerian government's offer of amnesty to militants who've been sabotaging the oil industry. The authorities hope that over the next 60 days, these oil militants will lay down their arms. NPR's Afebia Quistarkton reports.
Militants in the Niger Delta have 60 days to come out of the winding creeks and waterways of Nigeria's volatile oil-producing region and surrender their arms in return for a pardon and retraining. That's the offer on the table from President Umaru Musa Erdua's government, which suggests that there are thousands of militants in the mangrove swamps. The militants are demanding that local people get a greater share of Nigeria's crude oil wealth and have waged what they call an oil war. In May, the government responded to 3 years of sabotaging key installations and kidnapping oil workers with a sweeping military offensive against militant strongholds. Ofebia Quistarkton, NPR News, Accra.
Spanish police have custody of a suspected member of the Basque separatist group ETA, wanted in connection to several murders in the 1980s. They say Juan Manuel Inciarte Gallardo was deported today from Mexico and arrested at an airport in Spain. Ciarte is accused of taking part in the deaths of 5 Spanish police officers and the pregnant wife of one of the officers. A spate of roadside bombings and a U.S. airstrike has claimed at least 15 lives across southern Afghanistan in the last 24 hours, and they include members of a wedding party. Authorities in Helmand province say at least 5 people were killed and several others were injured Wednesday when their tractor hit a mine on the way to their wedding party. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.